Contradictions, oppositions, and rejections are negative human experiences which could lead us to discouragement and despair. We don't want to be contradicted. We don't want to be rejected either. Because when we do so, our dignity as a human person is being diminished. And when this crop up, it leads us to also question the authenticity of our mission. Are we really sent by God? Why do these things happen to us? Why are we contradicted? Why are we rejected? This is the same predicament that Jeremiah had to hurdle in the first reading. We heard the vocation of Jeremiah. It says there that before he was formed in the womb of his mother, God has already called him. And you know, the calling of God involves blessings and all those things. But it was hidden in Jeremiah that being a prophet, he is destined to be contradicted and rejected. By the way, a Messiah is the spokesperson of God. So what the prophet speaks is not his own words. What the prophet proclaims is not his own message. It is the words and the message of God. And Jeremiah was told that he is to proclaim the word of God, the message of God, and the commandments of God, all commandments to all people, kings, princes, priests, and ordinary people. And what happened? Jeremiah was rejected. He was rejected. But he continues his mission. You know what was the reason? What gives him strength? It is Yahweh, our God, who told him, "You will be a fortified city, a wall of brass. I will be with you. Do not be despair. Don't mind all those rejections and contradictions you encounter. Because I have called you." And why I have called you? Because I love you and I have a mission for you to do. Have you heard about the song entitled, "My Love Will See You Through"? So carry on, my love, in spite of the rejections, the contradictions that you encounter, you will go through it because you are mine. I sent you. My love will be your guiding, will give you strength in the midst of these negative experiences. The same is true with our life, my dear brothers and sisters. When we encounter a lot of trials and when we know that we are doing the will of God, we are sometimes led to despair and discouragement. But let us always remember that God is on our side. God loves us so dearly and He wants us to continue the mission He has entrusted to us. The same love is beautifully narrated to us by St. Paul, the beautiful letter on love. He challenges and exhorted the Corinthians since they were already gifted. They received many charisms and gifts. The charism of healing, the charism of preaching, of prophesying. But then, for St. Paul, that is not enough. You have to aspire for higher spiritual gifts. And what are these higher spiritual gifts? The theological virtues: faith, hope, and love. But St. Paul makes it clear to the Corinthians that all these three, faith, hope, and love or charity, love is the greatest. You cannot have faith without love. You cannot hope on something without love. So even the mission of prophesying, it should be done with love. And in facing trials and difficulties, the endurance or the perseverance in these trials and difficulties is done out of love. So love must really be the motivation of our action. When we encounter a lot of hardships, difficulties in life, always think that we face it with love because God is always with us. His love will keep us through or will help us strengthen in face of these difficulties and hardships. The gospel that we have is a continuation of our gospel last Sunday. The last part of the gospel of last Sunday's gospel was Jesus assuring the audience that the prophecy that was made, and when he read it in the audience, quotation from Isaiah, was fulfilled in him. He is the fulfillment of that. The gospel will be preached to the poor, the blind will be able to see, the captives will be set free, and he will proclaim a year of favor. So Jesus himself, his very person, is the fulfillment of all these things. And the people in the synagogue applauded him. Bravo, bravo, bravo. You have a good sense of wisdom. But all this applause turned into scorn when they said, when they asked, isn't this the son of Joseph, the carpenter? That means, isn't he one with us? Why is he now proclaiming God's message to us? We cannot approve of that. And so Jesus had to quote Elijah and Elisha, that they were not sent to these people, but to other people. And the people in the synagogue resented so much because Jesus performed his miracles not in Nazareth, but in Capernaum. What was the reason? So his townmates were jealous of him. Why did you perform your miracles in Capernaum? Why did you not do it here? It is because of lack of faith. So this is the very reason why the audience were so enraged against Jesus that they expelled him in the synagogue and drove him out from the hill of their brow, wanted to kill him. Jesus was rejected just like Jeremiah in our first reading. But take note that Jesus did continue his mission. In spite and despite of the rejection, the opposition, the contradiction that he suffered from his townmates, what made Jesus continue his mission? Very simple reason. It is because of love. The love of the Father for him spurs him to continue his mission. And the love of his love for the people also make him go through hardships and difficulties. Because even when he was crucified, look at the crucifix. It is the apex or the pinnacle of Christ's love for us. His love from the Father and his love for us, his people, made him continue and face all these difficulties. Love in the midst of rejection. Love in the midst of contradictions. Maybe we can imitate Jeremiah. We can imitate Jesus in our gospel, that in spite of the negative human experiences that we encounter, we still continue with our mission because we do it out of love for God and out of love for our people.